course, you have Mubarak, who plays the role, is the role of a dictator. It's the biggest Islamic organization in the whole of the world. The Brotherhood runs schools and charities for the poor in Egypt and elsewhere. And indeed, commenting here in an article, or this is John Bradley with whom we just spoke, commenting in an article, although supposedly committed to bringing about peaceful change, it played a violent part in the lead-up to the 1952 coup, which ousted the British and eventually brought to power President Nasser, effectively the founding father of modern-day Egypt. Fascinating stuff. Mo's in Putney. Hello, Mo.
Yes, good morning, Nick.
You're Egyptian?
Yes, true. I'm British-Egyptian, living here for the past 10 years, roughly, and thought to give you some different point of view than the point you were discussing earlier, that the Egyptian people don't have a specific person in mind.
Yeah,
actually,
that's
right. I'm in touch with lots of people in Egypt, especially over the weekend via Twitter, Facebook. I'm very active on social media, and I have family living there. And I think people share your concern about the Muslim Brotherhood. However, they are also aware that they are also the same entity behind the assassination of President Sadat. So I think what the person that that they are thinking about is Mohammed al-Baradei, who's actually, I think, a Swiss citizen also, and he went back to Egypt in the past 5 days, joined the protests in Tahrir Square, and it seems everyone, including the Muslim Brotherhood and all sects and religions, are behind him. The idea is if he takes over, at least it's someone who's not interested to be the president, so we can change him later using the legitimate methods. So I think this is the best candidate for now.
Would he gather enough widespread support, do you think, Mo?
He has already, I would say, at least 95% of everyone who votes, no matter what their background is, religion background, political background. Again, I share your concern that this could be also, there's a hidden agenda from some of the people behind him, but again, at least it's better than the current situation, definitely.
How worried are you for friends or indeed family, their safety?
Very worried because, as you know, the government decided to cut all types of communication. There is a big rumor that even landlines will go down in a few hours or minutes from now. I'm not sure if this is correct. So really concerned, especially that as you know, the police is trying to show that without them there was lots of looting and so on. And actually by imposing some of them, dressing as civilians, and they were caught red-handed, and there are proofs that some of the looters, or most of them, were actually policemen. So having this background and no communication, it gives me the idea that he's planning a massacre today. So I really hope that everyone is safe.
Dear God. Lastly, and you've almost answered it, I think, Mo, already, why is Mubarak so despised?
I think it's a pride issue, Nick. We really respected him. He's a fantastic army officer. He did lots of contributions to the country in the 73 war. However, it seems that people forget their focus, and power gets to their head somehow. So I think it's about pride. He's 82. He doesn't want to be stepping down for pride issues, I think. And I think, to answer your question, if his family is really in London, it gives you an idea of how desperate he is to just stay till the last minute, but make his family go away.
Mo, do stay in touch. Do please ring me again. I hope, obviously, all your friends and family, indeed everyone, is okay through those demonstrations later today. We'll, of course, give you details exactly what happens over there as and when it reaches us here on LBC 97.3. Hassan is in Streatham. Hassan, let's talk about the Muslim... No, you need to turn your phone down. Do that, and I'll read a couple of emails, and I'll